Lady Day and John Coltrane, one of the great pieces by Gil Scott-Heron, that's one piece is not played enough, I think. And he, of course, was one of our great poets and thinkers and writers. Went to Johns Hopkins University right here in Maryland. He and Jeff Singer, who comes on our show a great deal, were very close and good friends while they were both at Hopkins. And Gil Scott-Heron did not drive, so Jeff Singer drove him everywhere. And he told that story on the air, and we play this in honor of Gil Scott, who really was prescient in terms of his thinking about America. He was really amazing in that he began the whole... People credit him in many ways with the roots of our modern American culture of hip-hop and rap because of what he brought to America in his music and his writing and his poetry. His famous work entitled The Revolution will not be televised, of course. He passed away on this day in 2011, and we did a huge program when he did pass away on this day 3 years ago, and we honor him today by opening our day in history with his music, Gil Scott-Heron, and one of the great minds of my generation, of our generation, of America. So let's take a quick look at the rest of this day in history on this May the 28th. This is the downfall of Derg Day in Ethiopia. This was the day that the revolution took place in Ethiopia that overthrew the government of Ethiopia. There was a Marxist government, and they celebrate this in Ethiopia now. The Ethiopian People's Revolutionary Democratic Front took control of the capital on this day, Addis Ababa, on this day in 1991. And on this day in 1830, we talked about this because there's many dates coming up around this. And it's important to kind of think about these things in our history because one of our great presidents people look at as one of our great presidents was Andrew Jackson, as a man who kind of proletarianized democracy, opened democracy up to the public in America, taking it away from just the aristocracy. But Andrew Jackson was also a slaver. Andrew Jackson was a man who enslaved people and had a business of chasing slaves. But he was more known for his deep hatred of Native people. He abrogated all the treaties that were made between Native people and the U.S. government when he became president of the United States. And it was on this day in 1830 he proposed to Congress during his first congressional speech that they should do so and take the and grant the Indians lands, take the Indian lands away from them forever. Began the process of the Trail of Tears that we talked about earlier in this week on another part of our day in history. On this day in 1892, John Mears founded the Sierra Club in San Francisco, the environmental organization. And on this day in 1946, 30,000 non-public workers went on strike in Rochester, New York. Black and white workers together walked out to support their brothers and sisters who were public union workers who wanted to form a union were not allowed to. That happened in 1946. Think about the power of labor, what they can actually do when they stand up. On this day in 1987, you might remember this. This is a day that the young man, a German young man, Matthias Rust, flew a plane from Helsinki and landed in Red Square in Moscow. It was a huge discussion on that in the press in those days. And on this day in history, some interesting people were born. 1888, Jim Thorpe. Jim Thorpe was one of the greatest athletes that ever crossed in the United States of America. He was a Native American, won Olympic gold medals in the decathlon and the pentathlon, had them stripped away because he took a few dollars to play a football game. They were finally given to him back posthumously, but he's one of the great heroes in American sport, played every sport you can imagine. Ian Fleming was one of those day in 1908, the man who brought us James Bond. And on this day in 1934 was born Betty Shabazz, who was a radical and a thinker and a leader of the NOI, and, of course, the wife of Malcolm X. She was born this day in 1934, left us much too early in 1997. There's much more to this day in history, but we suggest, A, that you go to our website, stanishow.org, and you can see what else you have on this day in history. And throughout our next 2 hours, you'll be hearing some of the great sounds of music associated with this day in history, May the 28th. Stay with us. We'll be right back with our first conversation.